not calling for regime change. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden defends comments he made over the weekend about Russian President Vladimir Putin.
President Biden says he is not walking anything back after saying Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot stay in power.
The fact of the matter is, I was expressing the more outrage I felt toward the way Putin is dealing and the actions of this man.
But the president says he was not articulating a policy change.
He continues on this course that he's on. He is going to become a pariah worldwide, and who knows what becomes at home in terms of support.
Other world leaders have cautioned against heated rhetoric, calling for the need to de-escalate. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Kremlin spokesman tells PBS President Biden's comments were quite alarming and a personal insult. The Pentagon says six Navy Growler aircraft are set to arrive in Germany today. Spokesman John Kirby says their purpose is to bolster readiness and enhance NATO's defense posture. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a measure that does not allow instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity for kids from kindergarten through third grade. The legislation also allows parents to sue.
It's about protecting parents' ability to be involved, and it's making sure that the classroom instruction, particularly at these very young age, are focused on math, science, and reading.
Critics have dubbed the measure the Don't Say Gay bill and says it marginalizes LGBTQ people. President Biden called the bill hateful. A vote expected this hour from the House committee investigating the January 6th riot on whether Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino, two allies of former President Trump, will be held in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the panel. Scavino was subpoenaed last year. Navarro was subpoenaed last month. A vote for contempt would then go to the full House, and then after that, it would move to the Justice Department. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Gas prices are coming down a little bit, but people are still looking for ways to save.
Gas prices down 6 cents over the last 2 weeks, with a national average $4.37 per gallon, according to analyst Trilby Lundberg. AAA with a national average of $4.24 per gallon, the highest prices nearly $6 in L.A., with some people in California now traveling to Mexico, where gas prices are about a dollar cheaper. The lowest gas price in the country today, $3.70 per gallon. In Tulsa, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
President Biden has released his new budget blueprint. It calls for higher taxes on the wealthy, lower budget deficits, and more money for police, education, public health, and housing. The proposal calls for a minimum 20% tax on the incomes of households worth $100 million or more. One of the largest airports in the country is getting a security upgrade.
This fall, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport will begin replacing X-ray machines at the main security checkpoint with more advanced scanners to screen carry-on bags. They're called CT, or computed tomography scanners, and will generate higher quality images. While X-ray machines provide 2D images of bags, CT technology creates 3D images that can be rotated and viewed at different angles. It can also detect explosives, including the liquid form. Eventually, travelers could be allowed to keep their permitted liquids and laptops inside their bags, and that could speed up the screening process. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Walmart will no longer sell cigarettes in some of its stores. The Wall Street Journal was the first to report some stores in California, Florida, Arkansas, and New Mexico were on the list. Walmart is just the latest chain to announce the end to sales of cigarettes in some stores. CVS stopped selling them in 2014, while Target stopped in 1996. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.